Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch the show on Twitch tonight at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Short show tonight as we will walk you into coverage of Game 2 of the World Series right here on ESPN 1000. Last night, the Dodgers, they win Game 1. Mookie Betts was awesome. Clayton Kershaw, we talked about him last night.
Oh, yeah.
He was stellar last night for the Dodgers as they win Game 1.
I said don't bet against Clayton Kershaw. I know he's got a... People are waiting for playoff Kershaw, but he showed up. He showed up, and Mookie Betts, more than anything, showed up.
Yeah, World Series Kershaw last night.
Absolutely.
That's what we got to see.
Absolutely.
So, Game 2 will be heard right here on ESPN 1000. We will join coverage at 7 o'clock. Game 2 of the World Series. And a lot to get to tonight here on the show. A short show and a lot of sports that we have to get to. But you just told me something that I think we really need to dive into, look into.
I have a personal problem.
Well, hold on. We need some setup here because I feel as if this is something that's taking place here in the office that I think people will find interesting. We have a dilemma at our hands, and it needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's right. And we're all teammates. We're all pulling from the same end of the rope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked and stunned that someone would do what has happened to you today here in the office. Why don't you go ahead and share with the class what's going on?
So every day I bring my lunch in, and for my lunch,
yes,
I make myself I just like to take whatever leftovers we have, right, and throw them in with some eggs, and put that's my lunch, right?
Wait, what does that mean?
So if we have leftover chicken.
If you have hot dogs, you're going to take
hot dogs
and put them in a
No, what I'm saying is like if we have leftover chicken, I'll put chicken in it. It's like a hash.
Hold on. That's double eggs.
Chicken?
Pre-bird and bird.
Well, I like all the pre-bird.
Weird?
I like regular bird. No, you've never had a Spanish omelet? It's chicken.
I'm just saying, isn't it a little weird to egg your chicken?
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, sometimes I throw some vegetables in there. Sometimes I do that kind of thing. And when I bring it every day. So it's not like I'm making the eggs here. We don't have like a full kitchen where I can make the eggs here. We do have a fridge. And in that fridge, I have hot sauce. And I bring my own hot sauce. I don't bring it every day.
For your chicken eggs?
For my eggs or whatever. Sometimes there's no chicken in it. Sometimes there's beef in it. Sometimes there's...
A beef egg?
I mean, whatever I got left. Sometimes there's steak left in there. Sometimes whatever. Okay. Vegetables.
Is there like rice? Is there
sometimes,
potato?
What sometimes.
It's only eggs?
No. So it's eggs are what bring it together. Okay. So yesterday I had some sweet potatoes left over. I had some chicken in there, and I had the eggs, right? And then the other day I had some leftover rice, so I threw some rice in there. It's just a vehicle to bring everything together, right? And so I go, and every day I use the same hot sauce, and I've had it in there for a little bit.
It's your hot sauce.
It's my hot sauce.
You brought it.
I brought it here, and I leave it there because I don't want to carry hot sauce with me in my bag. I got hot sauce in my bag.
Well,
swag.
And over the course of the pandemic, all of us working on shows, we've been the only ones here in the office.
Yeah.
So the entire seventh floor here, basically.
There's like five of us.
There's like three rooms that are being occupied at once. But over the course of the last 2 weeks, some more of our teammates here at ESPN 1000 are starting to enter back into the workplace,
yeah,
instead of working from home.
Exactly.
So now you have found out that over the course of the last couple weeks...
So there's more hot sauce being used than I put on my eggs. Someone is using my hot sauce.
Oh, so you're telling me we need an investigation on who in the office... is using your hot sauce.
Someone is using my hot sauce. And I don't mind it. It's not like it's expensive hot sauce. Hot sauce isn't expensive.
What kind
it's a
of hot sauce
bucks.
Is it?
It's something with
fancy. You got fancy?
No, it's the
organic?
Kind you get at Chipotle. It's that true.
Oh, it's Tabasco.
It's not Tabasco.
It's
I don't
Chipotle
like Tabasco.
Tabasco.
It's not Tabasco.
That's what
I
they
don't
have
like
at Chipotle.
Tabasco. I don't like Tabasco. Well,
you
then
know
it's
that
not
that's
the kind
what
of
they have at Chipotle.
It's the kind with the wooden top.
Oh, I know what
you know
you're
what I'm talking about.
About.
It's the kind with the wooden top.
Yeah,
the little wooden top.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's more expensive.
I don't think they have that at Chipotle.
I don't think they do it. Maybe they don't. It's more expensive than Tabasco sauce, but it's not like it's expensive. It's sub $5, right? It's sub $5 Tabasco or hot sauce, right? It's not like I'm putting out a ton of money. I'm not getting gourmet hot sauce. It's just I don't like Tabasco sauce. I like this hot sauce.
Right, right.
So I bought my own hot sauce. It's not Frank's. It's not whatever. It's not sriracha trash. It's my hot sauce.
Trash.
I don't like sriracha. So I bring it, and every day I go and I put my eggs in for a minute, or whatever's in my eggs, I put in the microwave for a minute. I run to the bathroom real quick, come back out, eggs are done, and I open the fridge, and I go to, and I'm like, there's not a lot of hot sauce in here. Someone has got to be using my hot sauce.
So someone here in the building who comes in each and every day is using Abdallah's hot sauce.
Is using my hot sauce.
And we've got, you know, marketing people, we have sales people. All entering back into the workplace.
Yeah.
Is this Delaney?
I don't know.
Lynch?
Sources, I have,
Hoskins?
I'm getting incoming text messages
Wacker?
Now. I'm getting incoming text messages now from people.
All right.
From sources.
I'm just naming
and
names.
Sources.
Just trying to figure out.
Sources have reached out to me.
Oh,
and
so
said,
did someone admit to it?
And said that it's definitely a sales job.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's definitely
oh, yeah.
a sales job.
Listen, we all
it's
work in.
It's definitely a sales job. Because here's the thing. It's not Danny. It might be Danny Zetterman. Maybe it's Danny.
No, it's not.
Because there's no calories in it, I don't think. I think it's what is he, paleo?
I don't know.
Kosher?
No.
Paleo?
He's like the meat guy. He only eats meat. Raw meat is
but you
what
can
he eats.
Put a meat on a hot sauce
what,
on a meat?
Zetterman has a raw meat diet,
but
right?
You can put a hot sauce on a meat. Hot sauce on meat is great.
No, I know. You'd want to cook it, though, so I wouldn't recommend the Zetterman
but he also
lifestyle
brings,
there.
He but. Also brings in gross hard-boiled eggs, and I know you worked with him
yeah.
for many a year, and I've worked with him for many a year.
I don't think he sauces his hard-boiled eggs.
I don't think he does either. I think he just eats them raw. Or not raw. They're hard-boiled, but he eats them sans seasoning or anything like that.
Yeah. Huh.
So, okay, so here's my question. 312-332-3776. You can get us on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Or you can get us on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah, at Chris Bleck. It's Cholula hot sauce. Thank you. Thank you. Someone on Twitter. Yeah,
they don't have that at Chipotle.
No. Okay. Well, it's Cholula hot sauce. Okay. That's what I like.
All right. So what were you saying?
What do I do? Because it's not expensive. And like, I don't care.
You hide it.
There's only one fridge.
You hide it in the fridge.
There's not that much in that fridge because of the pandemic. There's like a couple bottles of water.
And that's why this
and
needs.
And that's it.
This is why we need the investigation. Because
and I'm not
all of us here doing these shows.
Yeah.
These silly little shows.
Mm-hmm.
We've been living in harmony since the start of the pandemic, right? We keep our distance, we clean up, all this stuff. We don't touch things. We don't go back to the sales department. We don't do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, here comes some sales guys trickling in, and people are now using your hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see people are tweeting us.
On the Twitch chat, people are getting at us, too. Someone said that condiments in the fridge are fair game at any workplace.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know about that. I wouldn't just randomly use someone else's mustard.
Yeah, I'm not using other people's ketchups. I'm not using someone else's mustard. But I want to know, I'm not the type of guy that sends out the "Hey team" email. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, you want to do that?
No. And yes, for the people tweeting me, yes, it's Cholula. I got it. Thank you,
Robert. Robert in Hinsdale, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Abdallah. I love you guys. And I just wanted to give you a quick shout-out because I feel like you got the best one-liners, man. Sriracha is trash.
Thank you.
And earlier when Sylvie was making those analogies or whatever with the wives, I heard you with that Sir Mix-a-Lot line. I don't think anybody caught it.
Thank you.
I did, man.
Thank you.
It was good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, Robert, what should Abdallah do about this sauce? Oh, he hung up.
Ron on Twitter says that it doesn't need to be refrigerated. Problem solved. I get that, but I like the dynamic of the hot eggs, cold hot sauce. Does that make sense?
You are
cold
just,
hot sauce. I like to eat what needy. I like to eat. I'm
it's
not at
just
all.
A lunch.
I also feel like it lasts. I don't
you
know.
Realize
maybe it lasts
it's
longer?
Just a lunch.
I don't know.
You don't have to go to town about this. I mean, listen.
I only get one lunch a day. Why can't I enjoy it?
All right. Here's the other thing to look at with this. Where did you place it in the fridge? When you open the fridge, is it the first thing you see? Like, if I walk back there right now,
yeah,
is it going to be the first thing I see?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chris. Here's the thing. It's been moved.
Oh, so it's bebopping around
it's
in there.
It's bebopping and scatting.
Right, so whoever's using it is just like, doesn't care.
And I'll show this on Twitch. If anybody, so it's a tall bottle.
So I might have to walk back there and take a look
at
what's going on.
It's a bottle of hot sauce. It's a bottle of hot sauce, right? And when you put it in the door, right? Yeah. It moves when you open the door, right?
Because there's not a lot in there.
There's not a lot in there.
It's the only thing
in
there.
So what I did was...
I know that feeling. You open the door and it tumbles over.
It falls over. I don't want that. But what I did is I surrounded it by bottles of water. So not only to hide it, but to create a barrier. So when someone were to open the door, it wouldn't fall. Now, if you were to open the door, if you go back to our wonderful refrigerator here.
I think I might, during the commercial break, I'm
going
to go do that.
It's not the only bottle of hot sauce in there. There is a gigantic bottle of Frank's hot sauce. I'm not kidding you. Jumbo bottle. Jumbo. Sam's Club. Costco-style bottle of Sam's Club.
What's the expiration date on it, though?
I don't know.
Is it old?
I don't care. I am only concerned about my hot sauce. I'm not concerned about the hot sauce of others or what other condiments are in there. I'm concerned about one and only hot sauce, and that is my hot sauce.
Let's go to Patrick in Darien. You're on ESPN 1000. Patrick, your thoughts on the sauce.
Yeah, man, the hot sauce does not need to be in the fridge. You can just leave that outside.
Okay, but where am I putting it? Where am I putting it? Patrick, where am I putting it?
At your desk. I don't know.
I don't have a desk. What do you think this is? What do you think we have? You think we have desks? A desk?
Absolutely. I hope so. Jeez.
I have an area where I do my work. And maybe a cubby where I can hang my coat.
To be fair, Patrick, Abdallah doesn't have a designated like desk.
We have
that
a shared.
He could lock a hot
we
sauce.
We have a
into.
Shared newsroom space.
Well, yeah, I bring a backpack to work. Just throw it in the backpack.
I don't want it to be in my backpack. I keep that. I don't want to keep the hot sauce in my bag. I'm not Beyonce.
I hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Patrick.
Is
we
there like a
it.
Science to hot sauce that it tastes better if it's cold or
we got
to
figure this out
or?
Because someone in the office is stealing Abdallah's hot sauce.
I have from a top exec.
Really?
A top exec.
Really? A top exec? Hold on. A top exec's actually listening to this show?
A top exec.
Do they even know we're on?
A top exec has told me that it's probably a sales job.
I think that's pretty obvious,
right? Top exec.
We all live together.
Top exec.
During the pandemic, coming in and out of this place. No one touches the hot sauce until the sales guys start trickling back in.
Why do we have flies on this?
All right.
We'll take your hot sauce calls next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Frank on 290. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how's it going? Love the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
Hey, so first off, I just thought of Abdallah, what you were saying earlier about the eggs. I think it's just referred to as a scramble.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So if you have,
yeah.
Like, yeah, if you just have leftover stuff, like you cook brats the night before, but some people don't use a bun. You have that leftover brat.
Oh, yeah.
You just cut them up, throw them in the scramble.
That's what I do.
I refer to. Yeah.
It's tasty.
Totally normal.
But, guys, is it just eggs?
No, it's not just eggs. It's a bunch of stuff in the eggs. You see me eat it every day.
The base.
The base is eggs,
I'm looking for rice or potatoes to go with it.
Carb-free.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you could throw it in rice if you want to make a rice bowl or something.
Yeah,
but,
for sure. Yeah.
Okay,
for sure. What's your recommendation? What should I do?
Yeah, so I think this could solve all your problems. So once the sauce is maybe a quarter left, you could empty it out on your food. Then you fill it in with maybe the hottest sauce you can find. All right. So then you have it maybe halfway or three quarters of the way up. So it looks like it's been used, so it doesn't look like it's a brand new one. And then you'll find out maybe if someone's listening, you know, the guilty party's listening right now, they'll not use it again because they'll know maybe Abdallah will fill it up with the hottest sauce you can find. Or,
That's true.
You know, if they do use it, then maybe you'll find out through the office, oh, my God, this guy was drowning his face with milk trying to, you know, calm his tongue down or whatever. Or you'll know that someone really enjoys hot sauce, so you can narrow it down to people who really love hot sauce who can hide it well.
I like this. Good job, Frank. True. Thank you for helping us out. This is an investigation that we're looking into here at the office. Abdallah has a jar of a little bottle of hot sauce, and I just went back on the commercial break.
It's hidden.
You can see the video on my Twitter, at Chris Bleck. I walked back there. You're right. You've hidden the little hot sauce bottle in the door. It's very sneaky there. And in fact, you've used a bigger bottle of hot sauce to hide your bottle of hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So someone has to go past a hot sauce bottle to grab your specific bottle of hot sauce. So somebody here in the office has been using Abdallah's hot sauce.
And the top exec that I'm in communique with, the top exec.
A top exec here at the station.
Big suit.
Again, I'm surprised that
big
they know
suit.
We're on.
Big suit. Said maybe I should put a laxative or Imodium in it, depending on how I want that person to feel, and that'll narrow it down. I'll just go in the bathroom and figure it out.
Ray and Kenosha, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ray?
I have an easy fix, because I love my hot sauce as well. But for your case, just buy yourself a box of Arm & Hammer baking soda, empty it out, put the bottle in that. Nobody ever touches that box. Sits there for years.
Oh, I like that.
That's fair. That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, see,
Thank you for the call, Ray.
Randy Merkin. Randy Merkin, associate program director here. He produces
Top
Carmen
exec?
Jericho.
Top exec.
That's not the top exec.
Oh, okay.
That's not the
I'm trying to
exec.
Figure out your sources.
I love Merkin, but he's not wearing a suit to work.
Well, I gave him the credit of a top exec, so okay. I'm trying to narrow down
now,
who you're talking to.
If while you were in the fridge, he's got a box. He's got like a little box.
Mm-hmm.
That he puts his stuff in.
Yeah,
maybe
I
have to move it to behind the box.
Why don't you just put it in his? Are people going through Merkin's box?
I don't want to mingle. I don't want to cross. What if he's got like stuff in there? What if my hot sauce spills and it gets stuff in it?
Dallas in Indiana, you're on ESPN 1000.
That's confusing.
Hey, Ed. Hey, Adam. How's it going?
What's up, Dallas?
Here's a easy fix for you. So you empty a water bottle. I've had this problem before with coffee creamer. You pour the hot sauce in the water bottle, no one even will touch it.
That's not a bad idea. But I like the dropper on the hot sauce.
At the top of the hot sauce bottle.
Because it regulates
you're right.
It regulates how much hot sauce I'm putting on. Because I am a spicy boy, but I'm not that much of a spicy boy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dallas.
Thank you, Dallas. Appreciate the phone call. Alex in Wakanda, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, gentlemen. So a couple things here. First, about the hot sauce. What you need to do is that you need to dump the Cholula and go get yourself some Valentina sauce like a big boy. And that'll be the start of your...
I'm not a hot sauce connoisseur, Alex. So
no,
I'm open
shame
to,
him, Alex.
I'm open
shame
to suggestions. No, I'm open to suggestions. I just know I don't like Tabasco.
All right. Well, Valentina and Tapatio are the two best that are out there.
Okay. I will look that
up. And then, so... Another little topic I got to talk to you about quick. After week one, the Bears against Detroit, I called in and nicknaming Santos Cairo Currency. And you started joking around about how he'll be NFC player of the week or special teams player of the week and all that. So, and I hate to use this reference, but I got to give you a take that moment right there, buddy.
He is. Hey.
Wow.
Hey, listen, you know me.
Take that.
I'm all for some kicker propaganda. And just wait till he blows a game, and that's all we're talking about all week.
Yeah, Alex, right? Yeah.
Alex just told you to take that.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be picking him up on your fantasy team here.
I don't have a fantasy team.
Alex, once again, give him a good old take that on your way out.
Oh, God, it just pains me to do it because I love you guys, but take that, Abdallah.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate the phone call. Nick in West Chicago, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys, just wanted to say love you, love your show. Listen to it every day on my way home from work. But,
perfect. Thank you, man.
To the whole Cholula thing, I love Cholula as well, but what you got to do is put a little vinegar in there. So then when someone takes it, they think it tastes awful, and then they never touch it again. Then you put your new one back in there, and no one will touch it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Like
no, but here's the problem. We're all teammates here. I don't want to hurt my teammates.
I think
I don't want to put laxative. I don't want to put laxative in there. I don't want them
it's
to
vinegar.
Have a bad.
You
but
can,
if,
you
but
can
if someone
consume
here's,
vinegar.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I like a good lunch. You like a good. You have that sandwich in there that you eat every day. What if I were to ruin that meal for you? You bring one sandwich here. What if I were to ruin that
I'll
for
be,
you?
I'll eat later.
No, you'll
I'll
be here. You'll be here until 7 o'clock
Cholula.
Or 8 o'clock. Yeah. You'll be hungry.
You should have kept the Cholula.
We don't have time to go get food in between shows. We got 2 minutes. Two short minutes.
I agree with Nick. Thank you, Nick.
All right, thanks for taking my call, guys. You have a great night.
You too.
Patrick on the South Side. You're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Patrick.
What's up, guys? I kind of want to take a different spin, a different approach to this. You know, I think you should just get an extra bottle. You know, sharing is caring, guys. I mean, what has Cap always told you guys? It's all about unity. You know, like, it's your family, it's your teammate. I really think, you know, instead of trying to hurt him or mess with the guy, I really think you should just get an extra bottle. And just, if he likes it as much as you do, let it be. That's all I got to say, though.
Yeah, sure. Thank
well,
you for the call, Patrick.
Here's my
appreciate
question.
It.
Here's my question.
You want to ask Patrick? Or
here's
oh,
my,
you
no,
let,
he hung
jumped
up.
Off.
Here's my question, right?
Go ahead.
You were back there.
Yeah, I was.
You saw how much hot sauce is left in that bottle.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
Not a lot. No. I got like one more. I got tomorrow, and that's it. Maybe I can stretch to Friday, get another bottle on the weekend, bring it in. Is whoever is stealing my hot sauce, whoever's using my hot sauce, stealing is a harsh word. It's not like
well, you're not getting it back.
I'm not getting it back. They're not borrowing it. I'll tell you that. I'm not getting that hot sauce back.
We have so much to get to. We got Bears.
Replenish?
We have World Series Game 2 to get to. And this
sauce?
Is what we're doing.
Will they replenish the hot sauce?
No, they're not going to replenish your hot sauce.
Well, I mean, it would be nice.
Are there any other good hiding spots in this?
In the fridge?
In this floor? On this floor?
On this floor? Well, we did have, back in the day, if we move the...
It was in
the
this
Twitch,
room, you know.
If we, hold on. If we move the Twitch camera.
The
Sean,
camera?
Can you do me a favor? Can you go to the Twitch camera? Can you zoom out as much as possible? Zoom out as much as possible.
This is for the viewing audience on Twitch, ESPN 1000.
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000. Can you see it? No, you can't see it.
Can't.
Oh, wait, now you... kind of.
Yeah, you kind of.
Kind of can. Kind of can. Hold on, let me see if you go over there. You got to turn the camera. No, you can't see it.
Don't worry
you can't see it. So one of the... We have these ceiling tiles, right? We
someone
have these,
used to hide stuff in the someone, ceiling panels in this studio. This used to be the old producer studio.
We had a flip. This used to be the producer side. The other side used to be the on-air side. And so now... We used to have a producer
who would hide personal belongings in the ceiling tiles.
He would hide like a knife and fork and maybe some ketchup packets. So
like
he
an
always
applesauce.
Had them.
He would
maybe
put his
that's
applesauce
where I'll hide
there.
My Cholula.
Maybe you should. Chris in the Great Lakes, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, if you want to catch your culprit without hurting him, put a whole bunch of food coloring into the hot sauce. You guys are like family and like teammates. You may talk about bowel movements. Person might make bring up the fact that they had an abnormally colored poop without hurting them.
But would they use the hot sauce if they pull out that hot sauce and they're like, now it's blue? Like, are they gonna use it? Are they gonna be like, oh, no, Cholula just changed the game?
You ever eat a store bought cake with like red frosting on there?
Oh, so just put a bunch of red. Just put a bunch of red. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha.
I think that might work, my friend.
I'll try it. Maybe. Again, I don't want to give people weird bowel movements.
Well, it is. It's something we have to keep our eyes on here. Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. I've got notes on the World Series. I've got stuff on the Bears that we need to get to. The Bulls, are they going to trade up in the draft?
No,
but we are following this developing situation. Somebody here in the office is using Abdallah's hot sauce without asking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a nice guy. This is a nice, charming man next to me.
Thank you.
I don't think
I'm willing
he would,
to share.
I don't think he would have any problem sharing his hot sauce.
No.
But apparently, it seems as if sources are indicating that a salesperson who has now been back in the building in the last couple of weeks.
I'm not pointing any fingers, but this is what a top exec told me.
High level
executive here
suggesting.
In the building. A big suit. Where's
right.
a suit? Big suit.
More on this, but also we have thoughts on week 7 in the NFL. We'll try and that in as well. Oh, okay. But I mean, yes, we have phone calls on the hot sauce. Yes, everything coming up here on Black and Abdallah.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Watch the show on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. We have a couple of Twitchers thinking that, okay, so this is what we're talking about tonight. Listen, I've got Bears thoughts here.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I really do. It always comes back to the 85 Bears. I've got something on the 85 Bears tomorrow. We've got a thought on the Bears. We have Game 2 of the World Series coming up. We got to preview that. Will the Bulls move up in the NBA draft, which is November 18th? Got to talk about that as well. Lots going on here at ESPN 1000. Abdallah's hot sauce is being poached. Someone is using it. Now, listen, he's a nice guy.
I don't care.
He'll let you use your hot sauce. But he's running low now, and it seems as if someone has been, and the hot sauce is hidden in the door. You open the door, it's behind a water bottle, which is behind another larger bottle of hot sauce. So someone is reaching all the way in to grab the little bottle of hot sauce, and it's almost out. So we're trying to figure out who in the station is using Abdallah's hot sauce, because there's not many of us here due to the pandemic. A lot of people working from home. Recently, in the last couple of weeks, some sales individuals have been entering the building, so it's interesting. We're keeping our eyes on.
I'll go across the street and get another bottle.
Yeah,
that's not the issue.
And then in the Twitch chat, people are suggesting that maybe it's me.
Westtown Diaz says, I think it's Bleck. Huh. He looks too eager to help you solve the mystery. Huh. Like the person who steals your money and offers to help you look. LOL. And I said, I counter. And I said, at Westtown Diaz, Bleck doesn't like flavor, so I know it's not him. You don't like spice.
All right.
You don't like spice. And then your dad. Dad in the chat says, I love flavor, the hotter the better. Yeah, and dad is a man that likes his spice.
See, he's the guy that has the hottest of hot sauces.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's got the one where you have to put the gloves on, you get the dropper out,
get it.
And you put one little speck on the food, and the food actually starts changing colors because he wants it that hot.
Yeah.
I enjoy hot sauce.
No,
that's not fair. That's not fair.
You're a teriyaki man.
Teriyaki's good, but it's
when we lived together. Chris and I lived together for a long time. How many years?
6 years.
6 years, and he put ketchup or teriyaki.
No, I didn't.
On everything.
That's not fair.
What?
You're making that up.
I am not making
it
up.
Tell the people that's fake news.
When I said let's go, we'd go.
You're
I'd
making
be like,
something
when,
up
when,
now.
Whenever you were dating a fine woman, I'd offer to do a couples date. You'd be like, I don't want to go there. Too much flavor. Too much spice at that restaurant. Too much spice at that restaurant. I can't go there.
Nick and Lyons, you're on ESPN 1000. I've got Bears thoughts to get to. Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, this is my take. I'm a black guy. I'm married into a Mexican family, and they swear by Cholula. And I'm addicted to it.
It's great, isn't it?
It's not super spicy, but it has the perfect amount of spice where you can still taste the food. It still gives you that little hotness to it. If you put, you're talking about being a family at your, where you worked, buy the big bottle because they have different sizes. And what worked at my job, put a sign on, a label. If you use this, please replace it. Bring it in.
Yeah.
Because it works out for everybody. But what I did at my job, we had cameras in our lunchroom, and I said, if you're taking this, I will see you.
Now,
sting operation.
Thank you for the call, Nick. Now, see, here's the thing. I don't think that you can bring in a hot sauce to share with anybody. Like, we have protocols we're supposed to be following due to the pandemic. Mm-hmm.
People have been asking all year.
I don't think you're supposed to be sharing items.
Remember when the Bears went in, we were doing bear claws?
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
We can't do that anymore because you're not supposed to bring in food to share. So, now, look, it's in the fridge. I don't know science, but...
I don't think that the fridge is going to...
I put it in the microwave.
The bottle?
No, the food.
Well, you're touching the bottle.
That's true. But I don't touch the food with my hands. I use a fork.
But the key is somebody else is touching
your bottle.
I
get that. And I thought that my hot sauce would be safe. right. on this inside the door, hidden by like a bottle of water. There was more bottles of water in there, but people are drinking bottles of water. That's fine. That's communal. The water is communal. The hot sauce is not. But I also don't care.
Now you got the Twitchers who think that I'm playing a long con on this.
You don't like spice.
I do.
Don't like spicy foods.
To be honest, though, I'm not playing the long con because...
Do not make me call your wife.
When you...
I will do it.
When you told me about this earlier today, was my reaction suspicious whatsoever?
I think we should call your wife and ask her if you like spice.
She'll agree with you. You guys are in cahoots.
Of course she will, because we're not in cahoots. It's the truth, and the truth will set you free, Chris. You don't like spice. Tell people you don't like spice. I'll take you out of the running for the person who's using my hot sauce.
But I like spice.
Okay, well, now you're a suspect. Oh. Now you're suspect.
Can we talk some football?
How did you get your dad in on it, too?
What do you mean?
Your dad.
Well, he's supporting the show.
He said he likes spice.
Yeah.
The apple's not supposed to fall far from the tree.
So what's that?
The apple is not supposed to fall far
right.
from the tree.
Speaking of workplace etiquette, did you notice something about where I'm sitting? You notice anything? And if you're watching on Twitch, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to see. Like, you can see me sitting at this spot. You notice anything about what's going on here if we want to talk about workplace etiquette?
Anything different?
Yeah, you want to notice something?
There's two screens. You got two keyboards. Phone?
What about when so this is a computer that's communal, right? Let's see. Carmen uses this computer.
Yeah.
Waddle uses this computer. Greeny uses this computer.
No.
And David Kaplan uses this computer.
What's wrong with it?
This is a communal computer here.
Oh! I see it now.
You see what?
I see it now. Minimize that window. What is that?
He changed. Cap changed the background to the computer that we all use to a big picture of Take That.
He changed the background screen. That's not kosher. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, I'm just saying workplace etiquette. If it's a computer that everybody uses, do you have the authority to go and put your own photo as the background? Is that something you can do?
Can you change it?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely change it.
Okay.
But,
Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000, at Adam A. Abdallah on Twitter, at Chris Bleck on Twitter. What should we change it to? Obvious answer, a dolphin.
Okay, yeah, we can, but then we're just going to play, tennis. We're going to go back and forth with
Nah,
Kaplan
we're going to win that. No, we're playing doubles and he's playing singles, bro.
Well, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's 2-on-1.
And we, listen.
We're playing chess. He's playing checkers. Come on, man.
You think he saw the retweets this morning and that's why?
Maybe.
You think?
Maybe.
All right.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you download the ESPN Chicago app. To your phone, the Apple Store, Google Play Store. You can find all our podcasts here at ESPN 1000 right there on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Sean Davis for producing tonight's show. It's a short show tonight, 7 o'clock. We will join coverage of Game 2 of the World Series. Dodgers, Rays. The Dodgers win last night. They're up 1-0 in this series. Kershaw was good. Betts was good. Bellinger with a huge home run. The Dodgers looking to go up 2-0. On the Rays. That game will be heard right here on ESPN 1000 coming up at 7 o'clock.
We've done some dumb shows. This is up there.
Well, I mean, there's still time. We can still get some Bears conversation in.
No, I mean, well, we got people that are chiming in on what you should replace the screen because Cap will be the first one to see that screen.
Yes.
He changed it to a Take That logo.
Clearly.
You can use that specific Take That logo. On Twitch. It is a Twitch,
yes.
Whatever the kids call it.
It's a GIF.
No, it's like,
it's an Instagram GIF too.
It is an Instagram GIF. Search ESPN Chicago, on Instagram and you can use stickers in your live, in your stories.
Yeah, there you go. I see a bunch of them, in our Twitch chat.
There you
now.
Go. There
take
you
that,
go.
Take that.
So a lot of responses on what we should do. Obviously the popular one is Dolphin. Johnny Vegas 5150 says, the 2002 Toyota Camry. maybe a Maserati that's been totaled. Also, Pink Panther, as in the outfit cap wore today, where he looked like Luis Belcher from Bob's Burgers. Big 747 dude says switch it to dogs, birds, cats, and goldfish.
I saw that on the Twitch.
That was on Twitch. I can't take credit for that.
Someone said that on Twitch.
And that's an all-timer. What was
going on there?
He had the hood up, and he's wearing a pink hoodie, which is fine. You want to dress like a TikToker, whatever. He's got the pink hoodie up, but he's got the headphones over the hood like he's cold. Like, maybe he was cold. I don't know. He doesn't have any hair up there, so maybe his head's colder. When I shaved, I used to shave my head, and my head would get colder. My head would be chilly.
Should we just get a photo of that?
But, I mean, you have it.
How do I have a photo of that?
I don't know. I think screenshots were going around.
Oh, man. This is too much tonight.
Someone says the Gordon Fisherman over his fit the other day where he was wearing the yellow rain jacket. Like, I feel like there's two things that guys shouldn't buy, right? I don't think... there's two things I don't think guys should buy.
I have Bears thoughts for you.
Tomorrow. 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Right. Fat Jack will join us at
7:15.
It's called a Twitch emote. Sorry. Emote? Whatever. I don't care. There's two things that I don't think guys should buy. And this isn't like a man card thing, right? I just don't think guys should be wearing these things.
Okay, go ahead.
One is a yellow raincoat because you look like Paddington Bear or the Gordon's Fisherman. And the other is red golf shirts on the golf course. Like, you're not Tiger Woods. No. We're not wearing red on the golf course.
What if you want to channel his...
Where?
His excellence.
On what, your par three?
Yeah.
Get out of here. You're not Tiger Woods.
Well, I'm just...
Get a different color.
Maybe it's a sharp
look. No, you're not. No, because you just come off as that guy. You're lining up your... Because everything you do on the golf course then, I'm going to be like, who the blank do you think you are? Tiger Woods? Lining up putts? You shot a 102. Shut up.
So the rain slicker look was from Friday, and my wife and I, we were driving to Traverse City, and so we were listening to Cap and Jay Hood, and she definitely had some opinions about the yellow jacket that he was wearing, because he was saying it was Lululemon, and Autumn is an expert in Lululemon, and she was like,
"Fast one on
her." She was like, "That color's not in their color palette," and I'm like, "I don't care," and then.
I don't care.
And then Cap tried to act like he knew your wife's name or my wife's name.
Yeah.
I don't know. He messed it up because he wasn't paying attention, right? And then she was like, oh, well, we can listen to music now. I was like, well, I'm listening to Cap and Jay Hood. But she was very offended that he tried to pawn off that was a Lululemon jacket, even though she claims it's not in the color palette.
And people are saying
yellow, like a school bus yellow.
Well, people were saying that he got offended when Merkin told him today that people were making fun of his outfit. I'm not making fun of the outfit. I have no problem with the pink hoodie. I have no problem with the pink hoodie. It's wearing it over your head with the headphones over the hoodie. Why can't you just put the headphones on and then put the hoodie? Isn't that the move? You put the headphones on.
You gotta watch.
And then you put the hoodie over.
You can't
miss it.
That's
why it pays to watch on Twitch, people. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000.
ESPN Chicago. 1000.
It's right there.
Chicago.
It's
check
right
it
there.
Out. Cap and Jay Hood at 7 a.m. Abdallah's the hot cop here at the station, the fashion cop.
I am not.
So when people were seeing this outfit on Twitch today, it was like, Adam, we need to get your rate the fit.
Rate the fit.
Let us know what you think.
Rate the fit. D. Ramirez 648 says, wait till Cap shows up in off-white. I mean, look, if you got the money to drip in off-white, I'm not going to, you got that Louis V money, that's fine.
So you and I are big fans of Football Outsiders and their DVOA rankings.
Really going to try to do this?
Yeah, I'm going to try to fit it in here. So the new rankings for the week came out yesterday for week 6 in the NFL. And so DVOA is an efficiency stat. They look at offense, defense, special teams, overall, the best teams in the NFL. So far, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the 28th highest DVOA through 6 weeks of a season ever ever in the database, which dates back to what, 1985 is when they started doing it, because they have the Bears in all these different categories. The 28th highest DVOA through 6 weeks. The Bucs are 4-2. Okay? So the Bucs, based on the advanced analytics, even though they're 4-2, suggest that they are a great football team. The 1985 Chicago Bears are the best team ever through 6 weeks in a season in DVOA, which that shouldn't be surprising.
Not surprising. Right?
Not surprising.
Dominate.
Right? You know, wait, like, it's not surprising because we know that they're one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
But to support the concept, here's a new stat that supports the idea that in 85 through 6 weeks, not only were they the best that season, they're the best ever through 6 weeks, and they go on to win the Super Bowl. And we know how that went. Last week, there was a lot of talk here in Chicago about how the Bears, even though they had the 4-1 record, were actually not a good football team. Well, that's no longer the case, because after the win over the Panthers and the way they played, that conversation is no longer being had, because they are no longer one of the worst 5-1 teams who ever started a season. They've dropped off that list according to DVOA. So for all those worried that the Bears were 5-1, but one of the worst teams to ever get to 5-1, DVOA says that's no longer the case.
Okay.
So who it's something to keep
Bills,
an eye on.
Right?
The Bills from a couple years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Yay! Not the worst. Not the worst.
I was surprised.
Not
that,
the worst.
I was actually not more surprised worst. At the Bucs stat. That the Bucs are the 28th highest DVOA through 6 weeks. That's pretty crazy for a team that's lost two games.
I'm surprised.
A team that the Bears beat, which makes me feel good about the Bears.
I'm surprised you managed to fit that in the last 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Sure. That's for so they can't yell at us tomorrow? And they go, why don't you guys talk sports for an hour? I'm like, we did. We talked about the World Series at the beginning and DVOA at the end.
And coming up next, right here on ESPN 1000, World Series Game 2, Dodgers-Rays. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 and also at 2 with Waddle and Sylvie right here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.